Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, Matt Siltala here alongside Dave Rohr. How you doing this morning, Dave?
I am pretty good, sir.
All right. So, you know, every once in a while, I guess I shouldn't say every once in a while because it happens more often than not. You will either ping me with a tweet or I will ping you with a tweet or something.
Who knows what.
Yeah, just something like that. And it's like, oh, hey, you know what? That's a good podcast topic. And so I guess I'm the winner chicken dinner for that this week with something that I had sent over with a tweet. And we will reference that tweet for everybody so you could see. But basically, what we wanted to chat about today was refreshing campaigns and keeping your campaigns fresh and stuff like that. And anyway, I'll read you guys the tweet that I put out there. It said, I feel like all the ads I'm seeing telling me how I can spend my quote unquote tax refund are just trolling me, pouring salt in the wound. Yeah. Like I'm going to have a refund. And, I still stick by that.
I'm sure most people, I've heard people, yeah, this year are, especially this year, you know, because of tax changes and just, you know, all sorts of different reasons that can happen. But that type of thing sometimes goes from a lot of people get it to nobody.
Yeah. Well, I just, it wasn't fun this tax season. And you're right. I've heard from a lot of people, same deal, but anyway, it got us thinking about, making sure that, campaigns are refreshed, and I can't tell you how many times, and again, this just happened the other day, and I was so bummed because I was reading this, and I'll have to see if I could find it somewhere, but I was reading this, because I screenshot it, that's why, but I was reading about this concert that was coming to town, and I was so excited, and I was just about to, you know, because I was out of town for a while, and so I wasn't looking at local stuff, but, you know, I was about to ping Holly and tell her, hey, we got to go to this. And then I looked at it and these guys were paying for this Facebook ad, Dave, and it was from a week ago. It was like from a week previous. And so
I literally just heard this morning or last night. I think it was last night and I didn't write it down because I was like working and doing like different things or something. And I just caught it at the very end. They were like, so come on out March 15th through March 17th. I was like, what?
Wait, what?
And it was literally, I mean, we're recording this like, you know, mid-April. That was a month ago.
Yeah, wow.
And it's an ad still running.
Yeah. Well, and you just think about stuff like that and, you know, who is in charge of those campaigns? Who's in charge of making sure that they're refreshed? Who's in charge of going through and making sure that, you know, if you do have specific things going on with a time date that you do go turn those off. But then again, it also makes me wonder, Dave, about like, all right, so if they're letting them run, you know, that sounds almost like a month past. Like, are they even looking at or analyzing any of the data? Like, what are they doing with that?
And who's buying something to go to some, I don't know, it was a bar or concert or something, webpage. A month after the fact.
Yeah. And so, again, I don't know if you have any tools or tips or tricks or anything for anybody that, excuse me, and I apologize to everybody if I sound weird. I'm coming off of a wonderful cold. But I don't know if you have any tips or ideas for anybody that is running campaigns, how they can prevent that from happening, or maybe you could share with us what you do to prevent that kind of stuff from happening. Cause I do know that you run promos and stuff for us on occasion on the podcast.
Well, and just thinking like when I saw this, I was thinking part of it's from a paid side, but there's also the SEO or social media. Like anytime you reuse content, you know, anytime you say this is the 2018 best whatever, and you put a blog post up or a content up, and then, you know, next year you come up with your 2019. Don't just change the date, please. Actually look through and see if there's references that one can get you in trouble maybe aren't cool anymore. Maybe just references that no one makes anymore. Maybe there's links in there to your own content that's been updated or moved. You know, just kind of double check that stuff. But I've also noticed from even a paid side where I was running a campaign for a company, and you could kind of tell that they'd been using the same yearly update. So it's like Easter's coming up. So it was like Easter things or Mother's Day things or Father's Day things. And it's, it gets turned on and it gets turned off. It gets turned on and gets turned off every year. And different companies, depending on holidays or, you know, Black Friday or certain things that people have something, it works. They don't really change it. They turn it off. And then next year comes and, you know, you turn it back on. Take a look. Does your landing page still work? There was one where, you know, I looked at it and I was like, okay, well, I need to change the dates. I need to change the year. Let me take a look at this landing page. Oh, this landing page isn't around. And now as I look at data, I'm like, it hasn't worked in over a year and a half. So I don't know what they were using at that point.
Oops.
Because, you know, this was on 8 months earlier. And it doesn't look like it's gotten much data or any visits in quite a long time. So don't just blindly use your last year's campaign. Think through the messaging. Think through the any sort of imagery or collateral landing pages. You know, do you have a better landing page that converts now?
Well, and along those lines, Dave, speaking of that exact same thing, I'll give you kind of, you know, one more step in that too, is making sure that the people running your social are communicating with the people that are actually running the business. Because something that, that in fact happened to me this this last year with a Valentine's ad at a particular food truck. So the ad that was on the Instagram that was saying go in and get a particular type of, and I don't want to throw any, you know, specific company under the bus, but for the product that I was, the yummy product I was consuming, I go.
We all know it was probably tacos or barbecue.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say. But anyway, so I go and I try to, you know, talk about this this feature or this, you know, sell or
offering.
Offering, thank you. I'm having a hard time finding the words this morning. But this offering, and they looked at me like a deer in the headlights, and I showed them their Facebook or their Instagram and their campaign that they were running, and they're like, oh, that was our last year campaign.
Oh, geez.
And so the social media person just grabbed what they used for last year, threw it up and considered it good. And there was no one communicating or talking with each other. And so I think this is the perfect opportunity to talk about, hey, let's, number one, yes, refresh those campaigns. I don't like to see an Instagram feed full of the same exact stuff every year. I mean, make it a little bit different. Show us that you're even trying to get our business. But like, especially if you're going to do that, talk with the people that are running the business and let them know so they're not blindsided and they don't look dumb and then they don't get frustrated. And anyway, it was kind of, you know, luckily these guys were awesome and, you know, they went ahead and upheld the offering and yeah, they honored it. And but anyway, it was just one of those deals where perfect tie into this, what we're talking about, you know, make sure everybody's communicating, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, and even from not just a paid side or paid social, but even your organic content, so the stuff on your blog or your product pages, if you're updating something and, you know, rather than changing the URL, and the biggest one I've ever seen is always a Black Friday. I worked with someone in the past where for some reason it would always come up, we would start talking about launching this new Black Friday page. Or getting the Black Friday page back up or updating it, someone would always go in and make a new URL for each year.
Oh my and, gosh.
Yeah. And for some reason, we would always have a new URL, and then we'd have to go scramble and redirect the old ones and, you know, hope and work or any magic you could internally to try to update any internal links so that we could get that new one ranking, not the old one, no matter what we did, quickly. Because Google sometimes, you know, sometimes you make those types of changes and the next day it's done. Sometimes it's the next week. Well, when you're already getting something up late, and you're trying to, you know, hope that the Google gods look upon you nicely, because, you know, everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. And it could be any type of content like that. One of the things that I always suggest is if you really want to retain that content as it is and not somehow archive it or shrink it down as a, you know, further down on the page and say, here's the list of 10 products for Father's Day that we suggested last year. Here's our new updated list for 2019 or for Mother's Day, you know, or for, you know, graduating for graduates or whatever it is. One thing I used to do is suggest archiving it to its own URL. So take that same URL and just add like 117, 118, or 119, 2017, 2018, 2019 to it.
Gotcha.
And then you can link over and say, hey, you know, always use this one page. Don't put dates in the URL. Update it each year or month even, and then you archive it.
You know,
and that way everyone knows where to go.
Well, one of the things that I was going to suggest too that works really well for one of our companies, you know, one of the guys that runs all the social, again, this is 2019. We shouldn't have to be talking about content calendars and making sure you guys have, you know, some sort of organization there. But there are certain programs out there that help you manage and maintain your, you know, your content calendar and type stuff like that. But also what I use it for is helping send out reminders, say, hey, look, you know, we were running this particular ad for Valentine's Day or this particular ad for Easter, or we're running this particular ad for Memorial Day or whatever it might be. And it kind of just gives you that reminder of, hey, turn it off, dummy. And because I get it, especially like, you know, if you're running, you know, there, it may be an agency or a person that's in charge of, you know, 10, 15 different clients and they're all running different campaigns. You could forget one. I understand how it's done, you know, how like something can be missed. But with all the tools and everything that you have at your fingertips these days, I don't know, you know, I don't know that there is an excuse for, you know, especially these tools aren't that expensive. And even as simple as, you know, a Google Calendar, it's just setting an alert, letting you know, hey, you know, I'll do this a lot of times too. Whenever I want something, you know, just a quick reminder, I'll set a calendar that tells me, hey, this is ending at this time, or just a reminder, just a quick, like, heads up, dummy. So, those are just a couple of the thoughts that I had on, you know, that kind of thing.
Add it to your checklist or create a checklist. If you have a content, like if you're writing content, make one of the very first things to do before anything else, check dates, check freshness, check, you know, links, add a couple things in there so that if you're that type of person or you have a team that you work with and you know that if it's not on this list or if you, you know, even for some of us that have to have like little to-do lists just to remember everything and anything, it just helps. I mean, I make them whenever I work with writers and developers. It's like, it's almost like if you're creating content, here's a quick checklist, you know. Eventually you can glaze over it or just look at it and, you know, mentally go, yes, 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 yes.
Yep.
But maybe if that's what you need, create it, print it out and just say, you know, before we launch campaign, check the URL, double check that it's the right URL, double check that, you know, we don't have the no follow on, you know, for a site launch or something like that. Just create a little checklist for yourself for any time you're launching a new campaign and just say, hey, you know, check the dates, check that the URL works, check that it's actually the most updated one. You know, because I've seen stuff where they've sent people to the wrong landing page.
Yeah.
Because it worked and it was in, you know, lost in the PPC stuff, and it was like, oh, well, yes, that page works, but it's not the one we want people going to now. Like, right. Oh, well, as I look through your setup, half of your visits are going to that page. Oh, well, that's wrong. Okay. Like, I wonder how long this has been wrong.
Oh man, yeah.
And it happens way more often than we all would probably like to think.
Yeah, yeah, it's horrible. I'll probably send them to you for, you know, you can include them in the write-up of this, but how many times when I'm looking at something from a month later, it's just amazing to me that that kind of stuff happens. And it's, you know, a lot of times it's bigger company, or at least companies that I think should know better, at least have a team of things that should, or they should know better. But I like the ideas that you give, a lot of the same things that, that I do, you know, add it to your checklist, make sure you have some sort of a reminder, or again, like, you know, I don't want to call it a content calendar, but some sort of a setup where it at least kind of keeps you informed. And then, you know, add it to, like you said, that checklist, making sure that you're testing URLs, that you're making sure that dates are right, like double check, you know, like it makes me think of the, I forget if it's Home Depot or Lowe's, but they, you know, measure twice, cut once. So better to be safe than sorry, you know?
Yeah, now you got me wondering who says that. I'm sure if it's Home Depot, Aaron will ping us on Twitter or something, yell at us. Yeah, I don't know now that you mentioned that. I'll have to look it up. Yeah, I think just always try to reuse the same URLs. Always double check your URLs. There's nothing wrong with reusing your collateral and images and even your copy, but just double check to make sure that it's still consistent with your brand. Maybe it's
and that everyone's on board, like I said, talked about earlier.
Yeah, and make sure that people actually know that you're running it. That might help too. Otherwise, Matt will end up at your food truck looking at you, confused.
Very confused.
Yeah, I think like a checklist, creating calendar, maybe as campaigns end up or every month, you know, go back and look at what campaigns have ended. You know, in Google and Bing and stuff, you can kind of set when they run. And you can do the same thing with Facebook and other places. You know, maybe go back and update something or comment or put notes somewhere in your internal system that says, hey, this was 2019. This is what we learned. For next year, we should look at updating X. So that when you come back in a year, you know, you can look at those notes, and maybe that's your checklist, is that when a campaign runs through, put your notes in it, put it in its little folder digitally or wherever. And so that when you come back, you have that refresh, the, you know, whether it's the stats, the metrics, whatever you have reporting wise attached to it, and, you know, make your updates. But that might be your trigger to then look at all those things.
And maybe if we're lucky, Dave, because this is running right around tax time, a week or two later, we're not going to hear about April 15th. And it's, you know, hey, hurry and get these done because April 15th is approaching and it's like the 27th. So
yeah, but you can ask for one. Was it one, 2 weeks or a week or a month or 3 months? It's 3 months.
Extension.
Yeah, extension.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, the ads.
Not that I've ever done that.
Never. But the ads that specifically say, hey, you know, you still have till the 15th, and it's like the 27th. Anyway. All right. Well, I think that we've given people plenty of ideas for refreshing campaigns and making sure that they're staying on top of that. Any final words or thoughts, Dave?
It's almost mid-April. We shouldn't be hearing your St. Paddy's Day or Super Bowl commercials anymore. So, yeah. Take a look at your campaigns, whether they're content, social, paid, display, whatever it is. Just, you know, remember to go back, and that, you know, Mother's Day is every day, but that holiday is just one day. So,
well, you guys have, everybody has like that list of things they audit, and campaigns and stuff like this should absolutely be on that checklist of things that you audit. So again, I like your idea. Dave, my final thought would just be, you know, with what you said, piggyback off of it, make sure you add these to your checklist, and it's easy, then you don't forget about it, especially if that kind of stuff
It's easy helps to you, forget. So. It really is.
All right. Well, for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media, and thank you guys for joining us on another one of these Business of Digital episodes, and we will catch you on the next one.